Jesse Cabalon doesn't remember exactly when the seizures began. That's because he was 6 weeks old when his parents first started to notice unusual behavior.
My parents said I would turn to my side and my eyes would roll back.
Jesse was soon diagnosed with epilepsy and has been crippled by chronic seizures most of his life. He's 30 years old now, and they've gotten much worse, sometimes occurring up to 30 times in one day. He describes the feeling if one were to strike right now.
You know when you're on a roller coaster and the drop, and sort of like you can't control it? Well, that's what I sort of feel like. And at the bottom of that drop, when I'm down, I feel like a numbness on, well, specifically on me, the left side of my body. So it's sort of uncontrollable. You can't really control your body.
Jesse's seizures got to a point where going to college or holding a job were out of the question. Like roughly 30% of people with epilepsy, medications failed to help, and brain surgery was ruled out as too risky, says Alan Stein, director of the epilepsy program at Queens Medical Center, who's also Jesse's doctor.
In Jesse's case, there is one area where the seizures come from, but unfortunately, it is in a part of the brain that's what we say is too high-priced real estate to be able to remove it. If we were to remove that part of the brain, Jesse would essentially become fairly paralyzed on the left side of his body.
Stein says that made Jesse a perfect candidate for a new technology called the RNS stimulator, made by the California company NeuroPace. He underwent surgery to have it implanted in his brain in April, making him the third patient in Hawaii so far. The device is about the size of a thumb drive. Wires connect to the areas of the brain where the patient's seizures start. When it detects abnormal activity, it sends an electrical burst of stimulation, eliminating the seizure before it begins.
Right now, cutting edge is this idea of a responsive system where it can tell that you're having a seizure or there's something that makes it think you're having a seizure and it tries to intervene.
It's around this area.
Back at home, Jesse continues to monitor his brain activity on a daily basis. He takes out a laptop connected to a small wand. He holds the wand over a spot on the right side of his head.
It's sort of like when you on your phone, how you it shows, you know, it catches that signal there, right there, how it, that bar raised. And it'll show how it's gathering the information from the device.
That data gets transferred automatically to a server where Dr. Stein can look over the results. More than half of patients in a NeuroPace trial saw more than a 50% reduction in seizures. The results for Jesse have also been positive. He says his seizures are now mostly suppressed. He's down to just a handful a day, and sometimes none at all.
You're not as depressed as, for one thing, even the people around you see it and, you know, you have a better outlook and things.
And a better future ahead. Jesse says maybe now he can help with his father's construction business. Before the surgery, that wasn't even a thought. But now, he says, things are looking up. Molly Solomon for HPR News.